WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means the Greenwich Real Estate Reports. Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and GAR 2019 President John McAtee join me. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Well.
And I guess we'll start up before we get to the numbers that John is going to be 2020 President. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We'll be here for another year.
A landslide victory. All right.
One.
All right. All right. Let's talk about the numbers then, Stacy. How'd we do in November?
All right. So November was pretty okay. We had 40 single-family residential closings for November 2019 as opposed to 46 in November 2018. The median sale price decreased to $1.483 million, down slightly from $1.526 million in November 2018. Average days on market for single-family homes was 217 days, which was a decrease, a good thing, from 230 days in November 2018. Condos and co-ops, pretty stable there. We had 13 closings in November for condos and co-ops, as opposed to 14 the year before. And the median sale price decreased slightly to $665,000 from $740,000. And the average days on market for condos and co-ops was 143, which was an increase, so not a good thing, from 85 days. But that 85 days was quite an anomaly for all of the days on market recordings that we have. So,
all right. What do you think, John, overall?
Well, I think it was another solid month in November, and that seems to continue the trend for the fourth quarter. As Stacy said, we were off in terms of sales with 40. A few notable areas. Greenwich had 23 closings for November, and that was up over 20% compared to 19 a year ago November. And Old Greenwich continued with its great pace. This year it was only flat, or this month was flat with 8 transactions. And Riverside and Cost Cobb were off slightly. And where that puts us for the year as we go into December, we have 486 transactions throughout all of Greenwich year to date. That is off about 10.5%. All of the areas are off, ranging between 7% and 36%, Cost Cobb being the weakest market for the year to date. And then we talk again about Old Greenwich, which has just continued to outperform. And with 90 closings year to date, it is up 15%. So that has been and continues to be very solid. As far as dollar volume goes for November, we were off slightly with $85 million worth of transactions. That was down about $2 million. And that puts us off about $133 million for the year. To date, we have $1.1 billion worth of transactions, and that is off about 10.5% as well, which is in line with the unit volume. As Stacy had noted on the condos, it was pretty flat for November. Year to date, we are off about 10%. We have 143 closings year to date. And dollar volume for condos is off about $22 million. There's $128 million so far year to date, and that's off about 14%.
Mm-hmm. If you guys can take a look back at this year just about over, it looks like things are going to be off from 2018. Any reasons why that you can pinpoint?
Well, I think it really the numbers are all in the first quarter. The first quarter of 2019 was the worst quarter we had had in 7 years. And whether that was coming out of elections, some of the state issues that were being assessed. And we have continued to have solid second and third quarters and presumably fourth quarter, not enough to make up that deficiency. But again, we were off as much as 30% after the first quarter, and we project that we'll end up the year down roughly 10%.
Okay. Stacy, your thoughts?
Agree with John. It's hard to recover from a quarter like that. We have, as John mentioned, though, we are off around 30% in the beginning of the year, and we've now made up about 20% of that. So we did pick it up throughout the rest of the year. He mentioned coming off of an election year. We're also coming into a presidential election year. So that will be a very interesting climate to see what happens there, because there are a lot of decisions that get made that can impact housing and impact taxes and a lot of the major decisions that get made at the federal level can impact people and their home buying decisions. So it'll be an interesting year.
No, was go ahead, John.
Well, on that note, I do think that one of the trends going into at least the first quarter of 2020 that we've seen is looking at the taxes that Stacey kind of referred to, and with the SALT deductions being capped at $10,000 in particular, what we're seeing right now is a real exploration of the Greenwich market from surrounding communities in Westchester in particular. So if you look at the purchasing power of the differential of the taxes with rates at three-year lows, there's a very compelling argument to be made that everybody in Westchester should be moving to Greenwich.
Okay. All right. There you go. Spoken like a true
realtor. You
heard it here first. When we look at the numbers, and of course next year, January, we'll look at the December numbers, so we'll kind of close out the year. But when we start moving forward, then that's going to be painted, at least in the first quarter, of how things were down in 2019, right? So if we see an increase in 2020, we almost have to look to 2018 in the first quarter. Would that be right to try to kind of balance the numbers?
Absolutely. We'll go back a number of years and look at first quarter numbers, and I think that 2019 was an anomaly to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see how we do.
Yes.
All right. Guys all set for Christmas and everything?
Ready to get started shopping.
Yeah.
Start your shopping. And
thank God for Amazon.
Make sure everybody has those nice ribbons up there and bows for the curb appeal.
Exactly.
I like to talk about, right?
Yes.
All right, great. Stacey and John, thanks very much for all the help throughout the year. Have a happy new year. Merry Christmas. We'll talk in January and see
thank
how we
you.
Closed out 2019.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Enjoy the holiday season.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Stacey Lowe, 2019, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President, and John McAtee, 2019 and 2020 GAR President. And the Greenwich Real Estate Report, Thursday of each month. WGCH New Center time is 8:28. Traffic and weather together next. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.